Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mika Solner is a reporter for the Washington Times. Mika, I'm really glad to have you here because I've been studying these congressional races, and over the next several days while I'm traveling with WRVA listeners in Italy, my guest host, former governors of Virginia and Karen Michael, will host a number of the candidates who are running for Congress. The Democrats seem to be turning us down coming on the air, which is a little disappointing to me. The Republicans are here. What do you think as you look at the races across the country are the common themes here? Democrats able to articulate a positive message? Because there's not a lot to point to in Joe Biden's success column right now, I would think. What are you seeing? And good morning to you.
Yes. Good morning. Thank you for having me on. We're seeing Democrats run on a promise to kind of continue their legislative agenda that they began. So, you know, they are running on kind of their record more so than a new agenda, per se. So if you want to call it more of the same, some people, you may refer to it as that, but they are just touting their victories right now in terms of passing legislation to shore up the Chinese-U.S. competition in chip manufacturing, as well as some of the tax and climate proposals that President Biden has signed into law. And then as other victories that's claimed by Democrats, such as President Biden's push to secure up to $20,000 in student loan forgiveness. So this is very much a campaign that's run on record versus, a new kind of agenda, a big contrast from what we're seeing as Republicans who are seeking to be an alternative to the majority party right now.
Now, the things that you mention as their accomplishments, now maybe I'm biased. I'm trying to be as objective as I can. I mean, the chips issue, maybe that has some crossover appeal if you believe it. But a lot of this is, it seems to me, like to shore up their base or motivate their base to get out and support them rather than get to 50% plus one. Like, let's not talk about liberal issues. Let's talk about issues that will get the independent voter to side with us. And is my analysis on that right or wrong, you think?
Definitely trying to turn out their base as much as possible and go in early into the communities that often aren't reached until a couple weeks before Election Day. And what they're really trying to do is kind of galvanize issues as well to turn out more independent voters. They're really hoping that abortion is going to be one that may attract suburban moms, maybe some more independent voters. And some are even saying maybe independent Republicans on that issue, as well as kind of painting Republicans more as the extreme wing. So a lot of it's kind of more offense than, defense of the things that they have done.
How about TV? I'm trying to think if I've been watching any broadcast TV of late, but what little I have seen, and, you know, I'm watching our NBC affiliate this morning because we have a relationship with them. I'm not seeing a lot of campaign ads yet, even though voting has started in Virginia. Has anybody talked about the media strategy for the Democrats in these weeks leading up to November 8th?
You know, it's interesting you ask that. I've made the same observation. I think, you know, a lot of it is going to be based off social media, that we're seeing a lot of traction there. And, given even with the lack of a television presence, that Democrats are, pretty good in terms of their fundraising. So
I think it's
a matter of their, yeah, certainly, and trying to invest those into the voters and, get out the vote efforts.
All right, we're talking to Mika Solner, a reporter for The Washington Times. And all right, so let me flip over to the other side, my guys, the Republicans. And I have to tell you, I'm disappointed because I think the contract with America that Newt Gingrich shepherded as a PR campaign issue and as a blueprint for governing back in the 90s was really very successful. And Democrats tried to attack it, saying it was a contract on America. Ha ha ha, you're so clever. But it touched on issues that people really cared about in the 90s. And I think Bill Clinton instinctively knew, oof, they're going to win with this. And so he moderated a lot of his positions. Kevin McCarthy released this Commitment to America plan, and I had to dig for it online, and I was kind of unimpressed, to be honest with you. And you know the other thing, Mika, that was unimpressive to me was I host a four-hour conservative talk show on the number one radio station in Richmond, you know, every single day, Monday through Friday. And unless I'm mistaken, which is possible, no one called and said, hey, John Reed, we would love to talk to the voters of Virginia about our Commitment to America plan. I don't think I got that email. Possible that it's stuck by me. But if I were doing communications, I would be all over that to make sure that I had surrogates out there talking about the Commitment to America plan, whatever's in it. It seems kind of generic, like, you know, we're for good weather every day. Oh, okay. Yeah. Thumbs up to that. It to me, it lacks the specificity of the contract with America, which was so successful. Is anybody talking about that in D.C. right now?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up. You know, Newt Gingrich was someone that was consulted on this plan, mm-hmm. And I spoke to him briefly, and he said that it's very much this generation's agenda. So, you know, I guess I'm not sure the extent of the input that he's had on it, but it's supposed to mirror some of the proposals of what we saw. You know, some of the things that they put out are not new. We've heard this before from, you know, ranking members and chairs of conservative caucuses say that they were going to push for these things. And, you know, party leadership is saying that they had voter input. And I think that's why they kind of went out outside of D.C. to unveil this plan, as to kind of, you know, make a point in saying that this is that they're, you know, not out of touch with, I guess, the rest of the country mm-hmm. outside of Washington.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's important. I think people will respond if you're specific and you make promises to them. I mean, you know, you may be held accountable if you don't deliver on them. But if you identify problems and you actually speak directly to them, I think that that's generally an effective campaign technique. This just seemed kind of generic to me, especially when Democrats are in an unenviable position at the moment where the economy is not great. Afghanistan cratered. We're on the brink, potentially, of a real nuclear conflict with Russia. I mean, I don't know why there's not more panic about that. There would be if it was Donald Trump in the White House, I think. Just, it's an interesting snapshot moment here a couple of weeks out from November 8th. And people here in Virginia are already voting, so it's pretty significant. Mika Solner, reporter with The Washington Times, I appreciate the chance to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.